Hello, dear friends. We are sincerely happy to greet you again. Today we will have a conversation with the esteemed Igor Mikhailovich Danilov.
Greetings.
Igor Mikhailovich, thank you very much for the previous video because it gives a great inspiration to every person who is on the way of building the creative society. And special thanks for the friendly hug because it is incredibly touching and very, very mutual. You know, Igor Mikhailovich, our friends have noted that even now they already see, feel, and understand that the creative society is also a society of true friends, a society of people who always respond to other people's joy and other people's troubles. And the very process of building the creative society greatly changes a person himself, the participants themselves, because in fact their thinking changes too, since they no longer expect anything from anyone, but they act themselves. They themselves take the first steps and already work in the mode of giving. In addition to that, liberation from various prejudices and illusory supports takes place. And every day a person already asks himself another question: whom have I become a support for? Whom have I helped? What have I done today in order to help other people, to help my near and dear ones? Generally speaking, this process of participation in the Creative Society project actually also relates to overcoming one's fears and some inner weaknesses. For instance, guys note that when they started taking the first steps, dared and already acted not timidly, but more courageously, they felt a great strengthening within themselves, a great confidence, and a tremendous this power of spirit. And I immediately recalled the words from the book As Osmos, where it is said that courage begets the power of spirit. The power of spirit rallies into unity. Unity decuples the power. The united spirit changes the cycle. And this is exactly what we, all of humanity, actually need right now, precisely to change this cycle. As it turns out, everything begins with the courage of such ordinary people, although consciousness draws a different picture, that you have to wait for some kind of a resourceful state, that you have to wait for an inner inspiration because you look at other participants of the project and they act with such enthusiasm, while in actual fact, everything begins with such a little choice of a person, doesn't it?
Yes, everything begins with a choice. And here it is very important, friends, to figure out, let's say, what hinders or prevents a person from taking the first step. Well, practically on any path, but if we take the creative society, in this case the stage is to inform each and everyone, so to say. And in this case, what actually prevents a person from making the first step is his fear, his enslavement, which has been cultivated in him from generation to generation and, shall we say, has taken root in almost every one of us. Thus, it is extremely difficult to take this first step and to get rid of doubts. That is why people are sitting and waiting for the Holy Spirit to come down to them and fill them with power so they would be able to come out and speak. He won't come. Do you know why, friends? Because power is given to people only when they act. As a matter of fact, this is the biggest secret, so to say, filling with this spirit, with this power that comes down on some people. And when other people see them, they start thinking that they should wait for this very inspiration,
this state, yes,
for this feeling, when people listen to you, when you can convey something to them, and so on. For instance, many say, I went out and started talking to people, but they don't want to hear me. So what should I do, right? And that's it. Enthusiasm disappears. Meanwhile, enthusiasm is the most important thing. What is enthusiasm?
God inside.
Exactly.
Inside a person.
That's right. It is translated from Greek as God is inside you. Do you see how simple everything is? So you should first demonstrate enthusiasm for it to appear. Everything is very simple indeed. Yes, I understand that you certainly want to go out. Start telling something to your neighbor, for example, so that the neighbor would listen to you attentively and everything else, and not just, you know, when you come out to your neighbor and say, listen, do you know about the creative society? Well, he says, go away, I don't have time right now, and that's it. Your enthusiasm has vanished, right? Yet how can God vanish in a human? A simple question. Hence, there was no God in him, in fact. Whereas if God is there, he won't go anywhere. But you should start with the first steps, friends. And the first steps are the goal. If a person sets a goal for himself, if he has already formed it, then no fear will be able to hold him back. And no failure during the first conversations, let's say, with that very neighbor, will disappoint him. The most important thing for a person is to understand who he is and to determine his goal. If he really wants to become free, to stop being a slave, and to really gain true inner freedom, then what does he need? To take the first step and not to stop on it. Then everything will come. Yes, I certainly understand that you want to be inspired and overwhelmed with enthusiasm. Then everything is easy and simple, of course. But you need to come to that, friends. So do not be afraid to take the first steps, even if they are unsuccessful, even if people do not listen to you. But here's another piece of advice. Don't waste your time on those who do not listen to you. Right?
Yes, go further.
Go further. There are a lot of people. We should inform 8 billion people. Just look where a little phenomenon is hidden. You started talking to your neighbor about the creative society, but he didn't want to listen to you. If you got upset and went home, everything is lost. Let's say, at least for a while, for you and maybe for the entire humanity, right? But this is only because you don't understand how the world is arranged, friends. That's why you get disappointed. Even if we do not delve into the core of how this world is arranged and everything else and simply look at it from a human perspective, you talked to your neighbor. He did not want to listen to you. He even might have sent you away, laughed or something else. So turn around and move further. Talk to another neighbor, to acquaintances, to strangers. Surely there will be those who will argue with you and convince you that this is impossible. But there will be some people who will agree with you, friends. Yet do you know what is important? You've already left your trace in everyone who did not accept you or did not want to talk to you. However, they have heard that there is the creative society. They may send away 10 more people like you, but an 11th will come, whom they will listen to. And eventually, your neighbor may become a very serious and good helper, including for you. Sometimes there are people who are so bogged down in their own petty life, let's say, that they cannot step over and even understand that they are slaves. It's just that the system itself, mass media, their parents, and environment, well, life situation has driven people so much under the baseboard like a cockroach that they don't see the sunlight. Such a person cannot understand that he is not alone in this world. He cannot understand that he is a human first and foremost. And since he is a human, he can also attain the Holy Spirit, which means he can be filled with power and enthusiasm and can do much for everyone in this world. Because if you yourself become filled with the Holy Spirit, you, my friend, can pass this on to others. Yes, not everybody is able to perceive him. How can he be perceived by a person who is, let's say, controlled by a demon, if we use religious terms? When a demon dominates over a person, can such a person accept the Holy Spirit? No. Why? The demon will not allow it. After all, he is the boss there. But the personality of that human, the human himself, will feel anyway. He will feel the Holy Spirit who was near him. His flutter. It's impossible not to feel it. Well, even if the demon becomes furious, even if he begins to distract a person a lot, yes, the person can get a negative emotion or become filled with hatred, sort of, yes, ordinary sectarians or globalists, have invented something new to finally ruin my life, right? Well, there are a lot of such people. But why are they like that? Because they have such a life. Because the demon that rules them has turned them and their life, excuse me, into excrement. Therefore, wherever this person goes, all he sees everywhere is excrement. Why? Because he himself has become like that. You see? But he's actually a human. Of course it's unpleasant to talk to such a person, and there is no need to stop by and convince such people. It's enough that you have tried to tell him, my friend. And as we've already said, he will send away 10 people, but will listen to the 11th. This will help him not only to free himself from the demon and become a human himself, but it will possibly help him, I'm saying it again, if he wants it, to gain even life. Everything is possible. That's why we don't see the consequences of our actions, even if they seem to be unsuccessful for us. Why? I'll give you a simple example. Applying again to communication with a neighbor, a person goes out to talk to his neighbor to tell him about the creative society. He is inspired because he does know that it is good. He comes to his neighbor when his neighbor has a lot of problems, right? And let's say in addition to the problems, he also has a demon in his head who immediately rejects this person.
He came at a little bit wrong time.
Absolutely right. Let's say if he came 5 minutes later or 5 minutes earlier, maybe the neighbor would have listened to the person. But he didn't. The moment was the most inappropriate. But anyway, the information has reached his neighbor. And whether he wants it or not, he will start thinking about it. Yes, even though with anger, under the dictation of the demon, but he has already received that information. The demon has weakened. And this person may gain the same enthusiasm. He will put aside his laziness, browse and read somewhere on the internet and so forth. After all, he is interested. Why his neighbor is crazy enough to come to him to tell about some creative society, even under the dictation of that very demon, to check who he is, a globalist, a sectarian, or just a madman. And when he enters this information field, precisely of the creative society, he will be able to see how beautiful this world is, which can free him from everything that the devil has driven him into, that very, let's say, domestic slavery. Isn't that so? Even when a man comes home, he has a lot to do. Moreover, he comes home from work. Meanwhile, a lot of people have a hard or, let's say, nerve-wracking job. Still, it is hard. He comes home, he is tired, and he wants to rest. Well, something has broken here. Something needs to be fixed. You know, everything is as usual. You know, whenever something breaks, for some reason, it always breaks at the wrong time. Yet, why at the wrong time? To annoy the man. To ground him even more, to deprive him of, let's say, this very aspiration for life, to show him that life is vanity, that it's a problem, and to disappoint him. Isn't that so? After all, a demon is a demon. He goes from one extreme to another. He either sends an illusion to a person that he means something, that he flies in the clouds, that he's a celestial being and so on, while to another person, on the contrary, a demon says that he's a slave, a worm, and nobody at all, and he can do nothing. In other words, he deprives a person of his essence. Well, I'll say it again, a lot depends on a person's choice. And really, a lot depends on the first step of each of us. But sometimes it is difficult to make that first step. Precisely because of such moments and combinations. And many people sit and think, right? Okay, I'll go, I'll do it. But I need to work up the strength. I don't feel the spirit so that some power would come to me so that I could come out and tell people.
So as not to think what you're saying, so that God's spirit himself would broadcast to you.
Yes, exactly, sort of. What will I say? What if I start doubting or something else? A familiar picture, isn't it, friends? A lot of people go through this. Will they hear me or not? I will be laughed at. My reputation will suffer. Friends, the Cerberus is in the backyard of your house. You know, I'll be frank, it doesn't care what kind of reputation anyone has. It has a very big appetite, an unquenchable one. And unfortunately, the Cerberus is not a connoisseur. It doesn't choose only those who are filled with spirit and enthusiasm. It devours everyone. Therefore, in order to keep it out of your house, I recommend that you stop being foolish and wait for something. If you, my friend, understand the entire importance of what you can do and you don't do it, you simply harm yourself. Right? Do you see how simple everything is? But unfortunately, the devil is strong.
Yes, and you know, Igor Mikhailovich, the devil often palms off the following thoughts on people regarding whether it will work out or not. However, there were cases in history when it worked out.
There were.
It's just that our friends who studied the cycles based on those very ice cores said that they could clearly trace and see that some 12,000-year cycles are more clearly visible by the ash traces. Some are sort of less traceable. But does this indicate that people succeeded, that there were civilizations which managed to stabilize the climate situation beforehand and save humanity, let's say?
I'll put it this way.
Save themselves.
We are not the first civilization on this planet. There were civilizations that almost completely vanished, while there were those that simply left our planet. This is actually not news. After all, traces of their activities, of past civilizations, are still there. And the most interesting thing is that, let's put it carefully, their traces also contain instructions on how to make sure that even the cycle wouldn't prevent us from surviving and achieving the creative society, well, and even the ideal society. After all, on those very... Let's not delve into details. Let's say on our planet, there remain too many traces of past civilizations. Yes, there are attempts to twist, to disguise it all for us and so on, but we are, let's say, free people. We are able to assess the situation sensibly, and we understand perfectly well that despite the modern technologies of our civilization that has reached such a serious development, including technical and scientific development, we are incapable of reproducing what was done back then. So, in addition to what the past civilizations left specifically for us as an indication that they existed, those structures that won't disappear anywhere, there are a lot of artifacts and a lot of indications of how to really make sure that in this cycle, we manage not just to put a tight collar on the Cerberus, but to put it on a short leash. It's all there, friends. And it's true.
You once said that if some task is given...
Absolutely.
...to a civilization, to humanity...
I'll put it as follows. A human and humankind are never given a task for which there is no solution. I mean, any task always has a solution. The only thing is that if it's a minor task which we can solve on our own, that's one thing. Or if there is a task that requires a small number of people, that's a different matter. But when there is a global task and it requires joint effort of the entire humanity, this is already serious. You see, the most complicated task is the one that requires joint efforts of all of our humanity, like nowadays. Indeed, climate change. Well, now everyone can already see. You know, even fools already begin to realize that this is serious. Yes, they somehow try to turn it all into business. Somehow, not to scare us too much. And so on. But in reality, everyone is already frightened. Because they understand that this is serious. That there is only one vector. The consequences will be severe and not sometime in 100 years. But we have already entered this. I mean, what they promised to us, that we still have 80 or 100 years. We no longer have those years. And everyone already understands that. Now, even ecologists tell us that we have 10 years at the most. And not only ecologists, but other experts as well. This is the time frame we have been given. But, friends of mine, dead-end situations never exist. Why? Because God is not the devil. God is merciful, and He always extends His hand. We push it away, because the devil forbids us to extend our hands towards God. Do you see how simple everything is? It's the same in this case. Yes, people do not want to hear us when we tell them. But maybe we tell it from the wrong side, or maybe a person is so stupid that one repetition is not enough for him. Maybe he needs to be told 100 times. Then he will understand. Yes, there is plenty of work to do, but where can we get away from it? We actually want to live, right? As for the tasks, we will solve them. They won't get away from us. Moreover, it is all not being done from scratch. As a matter of fact, let's say the devil is not as frightening as he is painted, and the task is not as difficult as it seems. This is true.
It's just that, do you know how people parry and what they say? A person looks at some modern science and understands that after so many centuries and millennia, scientists merely know about 5% of matter. 95% of everything in physics and astrophysics is some kind of dark energy or dark matter. While in this case, in less than one generation, it is necessary to find an effective solution that will help us to cope.
Not even in one generation.
Less than.
We don't have much time here.
That's why we certainly understand people that they do not quite believe in modern science, which has discredited itself so much.
It hasn't discredited itself. Let's start with something else. I would put it as follows, friends. It's not science that has discredited itself, but humanity has discredited itself. Why? We have existed for so many millennia, and we are not a civilization yet. You see? And our science, let's be honest, our science is a science of observing facts. This science uses what is available, so to say. It is not that science which creates. Thus, I'll put it simply, we don't possess power. So far we manipulate and use energy. Well, for those who think and understand, the answer is clear. Why? Because we are not a civilization. Humanity will only be able to possess power when it enters the first stage of evolutionary development as a civilization. Well, are we actually a civilization, friends? Of course not. Yes, I understand. Now questions may arise from the perspective of those who are familiar with physics, at least a little bit. How is that? We actually know what power is, we know what energy is. Yes, friends, that's what we came up with, and that's how we express our opinions. We call things that we observe and have learned to use them somehow. So we call them as it is convenient for us, right? But are those things the way we regard them? Here's a simple question. They're not. As for the answer to the most serious question the humanity is facing now, well, I'll put it this way, it's on the table. Everything is very simple. Yes, we should gather all scientists of the world. Yes, there is a need for that. Yes, the entire humanity should come together. We have to change our world in order for all of us to survive later on. But that's a condition. I'll give you a simple example. After all, let's say with every billion people, everything changed. Every billion changed our world. Isn't that so?
Yes, right.
New discoveries appeared. We made tremendous breakthroughs in science with every billion people. So now the time has come to make another breakthrough. But do you know what the funniest thing is? Not a single person has come up with anything new. And that's the saddest part, friends. All of our greatest inventions have existed, they exist and will continue to exist. We merely buy information. Well, we talked a lot about this, it is just...
Verses from the Bible immediately come to mind, that there is nothing new under the sun.
Of course.
What has been is what will be. What has been done is what will be done.
Absolutely right.
And if someone says, look, this is new, that's not true, for it has already existed in the ages before us.
More than once. And going back to the question you were talking about cores and traces.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, there were civilizations that managed, let's say, to put the Cerberus on a rigid collar and a short leash. This happened more than once. So, if those civilizations succeeded, why will we not succeed? A simple question, right? We also have such an opportunity, friends. You know, I'm saying again, the answer to this question is lying on the table. Let me give you a problem in which the answer is hidden. So
openly?
Yes, just like that.
Go ahead.
All in all, it's a very simple problem. Mm-hmm. Let's imagine 1 ton of $100 bills. Mm-hmm. You've imagined it, haven't you? That is 100 million. Let's imagine such a pallet weighing a ton. Mm-hmm. Now, we take elementary particles out of that ton of dollars. You know what the most interesting thing is? They fit on the very tip of a very thin medical needle, all of them. So we took elementary particles out of all the dollars and put them on the tip of the thinnest medical needle. Can you imagine how much smaller that is? I'll tell you even more. On the very thinnest tip of the medical needle, in addition to those elementary particles which we took out of the dollars, there will remain room, let's put it modestly, for all football players. Even not just football players, but all balls, all their houses, and all football fans together. There will remain room on this needle for their particles. And the most interesting thing is that the weight of the needle will not change even by a millionth of a gram. It won't change at all. While dollars will simply disappear. Can you imagine that? A ton of dollars. Elementary particles were taken away which don't weigh anything at all. In fact, they haven't even increased the weight of the needle in any way. I'm not asking where the dollars have disappeared. That doesn't matter. Where has the ton disappeared to? Friends, a simple question. The answer to this question is actually a key to saving our planet. This is really so. What's more, it will allow us not only to put the Cerberus on the rigid collar, short leash, and everything else, but is the basis for the work of replicators and lots of such unique capabilities that even our science fiction writers haven't guessed. It is really so. Why haven't our science fiction writers guessed that? Because nowadays we indeed live in the world of consumption. It is really a consumerist format. We consume everything and manipulate only what we can consume, so to say. No more. That very electricity, well, again, we manipulate it. It's like energy. We manipulate energy, but we don't possess power. We cannot control it. Why? Because we are not even a civilization. While power is something that creates, you know, it makes something out of nothing. We cannot do that now. We indeed cannot even solve an elementary problem. Well, a lot of people will say, what about scientists who created this, that, or other things? But what did they create? Flying machines. Okay, they did. Didn't the ancients leave us flying machines? Telephones, something else. Is that really the pinnacle of evolution? And isn't there a hint from our, let's say, proto-civilizations that these things existed before? So did we invent them or did we just buy that information in exchange for the power of our attention, for those years of investing our attention in some goal? We acquire it, so to say. In exchange for our attention, we acquire those benefits or knowledge or discoveries, whoever acquires what, in order to pass them on to society later on and at the same time to earn money, become famous or something else. Isn't that so? Mm-hmm. But not out of care for the whole humanity. And the difference here is huge.
Igor Mikhailovich, you know, while our conversation is going on, still I understand that consciousness returns to the problem you have set for our viewers, and it offers a lot of variants of where is the mess? And you realize that, I mean, it keeps bringing you back to that point and overwhelms you with answers.
Of course. I fully agree with you that a lot of people, our respected friends, started counting right away. That this is elementary, you see, if you do not approach it deeply, but from the position of such a Superficial acquaintance, even with modern physics, a lot of answers come right away.
Right, that this is probably somehow hidden in information or somehow in what maintains the distance.
Well, there is weight and there is mass, right?
Yes.
Right. Let's put it this way. Mass and weight coincide here, in our reality, under certain conditions, I mean. For example, mass is measured in kilograms, while weight is measured in newtons and so on. There is a support. There is...
With what force it presses on the support?
Yes, with what force, whereas if we take it out into space, it all disappears. And that's where a ton has gone. The answer is sort of open and lying on the table. Where? On what table? Give us the rationale. In fact, not in fiction. You see?
On what table?
And it wasn't a slip of a tongue. The answer to this question lies in this table, and in this shirt, and in this ring. And in our bodies, we use this many times, every day. Right?
Is there any hope that the answer will be in the comments to our video?
Of course not. Why? Because in order to answer this question, we, the whole of humanity, need to invest a lot of our attention and energy into the answer we need. Moreover, we need to gather scientists at the same table. True scientists. We already talked about this and have a real brainstorming session. And then we will succeed. After all, we are not starting from scratch. We have an understanding, but it's the decision of all humanity. It should be our common choice. If we do not accept this as humanity, then we become yet another banal fodder for the Cerberus. What can we do? It's our choice. It's the truth. No matter how sad it is. On the other hand, if we don't accept this, so be it. Right?
So it turns out that the nature of mass is the most expensive answer.
No.
In fact, the price of which is life?
Absolutely not the most expensive.
No?
This answer is the most expensive for us, for everyone, you see, for those who do not want to hear about the creative society, for those who do not care about everyone and everything, for those who are already fine without creative society, so to say. But this is the most important answer also for us, friends. For us. After all, this is the first stage of evolution as a civilization.
The problems get more complicated further.
By a whole order of magnitude. The second stage is an order of magnitude higher. Again, order of magnitude, you know. How do we perceive order of magnitude?
Something very significant. Prices have risen by an order of magnitude. Someone is older than someone else by an order of magnitude.
You see, by an order of magnitude, right? Whereas the order of magnitude means 10 times. Well, two orders of magnitude means 100 times.
Then the words unity, decuples, power already sound in a new way, when behind the word order of magnitude you have not just a commonly used word,
but it is tenfold.
But there is an actual mathematical value behind it.
Absolutely.
And with each time.
And capabilities as well. Imagine, friends, that our capabilities as a civilization increase tenfold. Well, it seems to me that it is worth it. I mean, something which isn't just inaccessible for us now, but something we cannot even imagine in general becomes natural and commonplace. Like I say, we tell people, we show them videos about those very replicators. There are replicators which, well, I wouldn't call them replicators. Those are molecular manipulators. This is similar to manipulating elephants in Africa, you know. It's a different thing, but still, it's the first step towards that. However, people haven't even heard about this. Mixing of elephants, that we can already do it. I mean, they're surprised, you see? Because our trouble is that everyone lives their own life. We are so self-absorbed that we don't think about each other. That's the trouble. We've been turned not just into slaves, we've been turned into zombies who are fixated solely on themselves. Whereas freedom precisely gives us an understanding of civilization, of oneness of all humanity, that in reality we cannot live without each other, that we must be one family and we shouldn't be divided, we must unite. That's when our capabilities open up. But when we are divided, we are merely fodder. Fodder for demons, fodder for, pardon me, those very worms, when our body kicks the bucket, right? As long as we are alive, we are again fodder for those very worms and all kinds of germs and everything else. But when we reach the first stage, of civilization, what is currently a pathogen for us, turns into our energy. In other words, that germ, I don't know, a virus, or those very fungi that enter our body in a natural way, can be transformed into prolonging our lives. You cannot even imagine what this is. It's the energy of life which you cannot take anywhere just like that. But it will come into our bodies on its own. I'll tell you more. Now they say, don't touch the cat. It has toxoplasmosis. We will actually breed those cats and infect them with toxoplasmosis on purpose. Well, I'm just kidding, of course. The animal rights activists shouldn't resent right away, so to say. But the very fact that which kills us now, later on will save us. Why? Because it can all be transformed into life. All living things, even small living things, because they are infused with power. While power is that energy which we can manipulate. I think, well, it is at least a more or less
expanded answer.
Right, we have answered this question at least somehow, that it's all realistic and possible. So friends, everything is simple in fact. I have one question left. Where is the tongue, friends? Where is the tongue? The question here is not about mass or weight. It doesn't matter whether it is weight or mass. Where is the tongue? Or more simply, where are the bugs? There was a tongue lying there. We only took the particles out. In fact, we took them out of a huge volume. After all, it's a huge palette. And more than one at that. It's a whole ton, right? So we took out of this ton so much material substance that there's no weight, no volume, there's nothing in our usual understanding. And the palette of dollars just disappeared, right?
One thing is certain, it's impossible not to engage in searching for an answer to this question. Consciousness automatically engages in searching for the answer.
Do you know what the funniest thing
is? And you realize that it's one thing when it's our viewers, but what if 8 billion people engage in that?
My friends, I'll reveal a very big secret to you, that as of today, a great deal has been said about this technology from ancient sources, from those real past civilizations that have survived. They left it all to us, to the fools, so that we don't forget it. And it's all there, but we will only be able to see it when we understand it ourselves. That's the way the world is arranged. You know, it's like Alatra. Many of you, friends, have read the Bible, the Quran, and many other scriptures, but you were able to understand them only when you had studied Alatra. Why?
The key.
The keys. The most important thing in life are the keys. This is really so. But in order for us to get those keys, in order for us to answer where that ton of bucks is, and for us to really become free people with huge capabilities, and most importantly, with ultimate freedom, we need to make an effort for that. We need to repeatedly inform this very neighbor who doesn't want to listen to us. Find an approach to him and tell him that this benefits him and his children. Yes, of course, there will be some people, maybe one in a million, who don't really need this. Why? Because he is simply a schizophrenic. He's a sociopath. Well, such cases do exist, but it's the majority of people who decide. Well, almost everybody. All people want to live, they want to be free. Well, in fact, they want it, it's just that they don't know about it yet. Therefore, our goal and task is to convey this information that it is possible and that it is realistic, but it depends on us and that it benefits everyone, literally everyone. And do you know what the biggest benefit is?
What is it?
It is that we will save our lives and preserve our planet. And as an additional small bonus, we will gain capabilities that even our sci-fi writers, let alone scientists, have never dreamed of. So, friends, everything depends on us.
Today, more than ever, the overall result depends on everyone's efforts.
That's right. Therefore, friends, I'm sorry if I said anything wrong, but I do wonder where the ton of bucks is. Thank you for being with us. Let's just love each other. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Igor Mikhailovich.
Thank you, my friends. Peace be with you.